Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ben Bailey's at the Funny Bone tonight. One show only. Check him out. He's with us this morning. And Nick's doing a live podcast tomorrow night somewhere, right, Nick?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Friday night, live recording of Next Window, Please at Nebraska Brewing Company in Omaha.
Nice. You a married guy, Ben, or have been married, or what?
Divorced.
Like yeah. Divorced. Yeah. Okay. How about this situation? This guy and this girl, you sent me the story, Puss. A married couple, for they're 42 and 38. They've been married 13 years. They are
together
literally never
all
apart.
The time.
Never apart. They work together. And it sounds like they're not like even in the same different rooms from each other.
Proudly
right?
Codependent, they say.
No. Sometimes she gets a little upset and she has to go to the other side of the house.
What about the bathroom?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. The love toilet. Remember the SNL skit?
Yeah.
Are you ready, honey? Here we go.
I really got to go. Open your legs. All right. I'm going to join.
Once they got single, the pair met at a pub and decided to go on a date. They have been literally together ever since. And apparently they use whistles to find each other in the grocery store. Because they have that much separation anxiety.
Like referee whistles? Or
yeah,
like,
so I was thinking.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Or like little whistle signals. Like.
I took it to mean like referee whistles.
We have that right. Sort of thing. Like with my family, we have a little whistle.
Let me hear it.
I'm glad they found each other.
2 years. They got married.
Who you whistled to, Ben, when you do that?
My family member?
Like
my parents. We always had a little whistle like that to if you get separated from the group. You whistle and they could find you.
I remember.
Smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, but that. Yeah, but
you were allowed
like five at the time? Or
if they're
like
actively
40.
Trying to elude you, it doesn't work. Just whistle. We'll be right over.
Like, where'd you guys go? I've been whistling for hours.
They should just get some of those little the baby things that you put on their wrist. The baby leash.
Are they connected to each other?
They should do that thing. What was that movie where they put the collars around their neck and two prisoners escape and they get too far away from each other, their heads explode? What was the name of that movie? No, it's not Saw. It's a movie. It's a sci-fi movie. Yeah. Remember that movie? It was they put collars on these prisoners and you were teamed up with one prisoner. You could only get so far away from that prisoner and you'd be running. And if you got too far away, your head's exploding.
I want to say Logan's Run, but I don't know.
No, it's not Logan's Run.
Answer.
It's not Logan's Run. Yeah.
Who's in that movie?
Wedlock?
Wedlock?
No,
Rutger
that doesn't
Hauer.
Sound right.
Rutger Hauer, that's it.
Is it?
Yes.
Rutger Hauer and Mimi Rogers?
Yeah, that's it.
And a young Stephen Tobolowsky?
Late 80s, early 90s, maybe.
1991.
Bing!
Yeah, you have to stay within a couple hundred yards of the other person.
Or your ring explodes, your head just blows up.
Diamond Thief sent to a prison which uses new technology linked to explosive neck collars to keep its prisoners from escaping.
That's it. The explosive neck collar.
Right.
Pretty effective.
So that's what this couple should wear.
And then just walk away from each other.
Well, I forgot about that.
Don't they have friends? Man, that's tough.
I get there was a well, these are celebrities. I read there's a couple out there that's pretty famous, and they have a 9-day rule because they're both like actors.
That's McConaughey.
That's right,
McConaughey and his wife.
Him and his wife are never apart for more than 9 days. But you know, most people, if you're married, aren't even apart that many times.
9 days is a long time, right?
Yeah.
Who's he married to?
Oh, she's not a face. She's not.
No, she's not famous.
But he's the actor. That's right. Yeah, he's the actor. But 9 days at a time—that's different, though. But I mean, how I mean, my wife's out of town this weekend visiting my daughter. But it's like, so we're, I guess, yeah, we're apart 4 or 5 days at a time for sure. Maybe a week if like I do something different with the guys and she doesn't do it. Like Todd, you're away from your wife a week at a time, right?
Oh yeah.
At her request.
She wouldn't want you there every damn day.
No.
No. Wasn't it Paul McCartney and Linda that the only night they spent apart was when he was in jail?
Never apart, yeah. Right? For years, they were never apart.
He put her in the band, and she couldn't sing.
Yeah, but there's a difference between not...
That is not a unique story, though.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
But there's a difference between not spending a night apart and never, like, even leaving each other's side. This
yeah,
couple,
this is
they,
different. Yeah,
they,
right.
After 2 years, they got married, and they've been together 24 hours a day ever since. That's not healthy.
So this guy not masturbating?
Great question, Nick.
If
that's
you're always
a great
in the
question.
Room.
Maybe he does it when he's in there pooping by himself. She's got to let him alone when he's
yeah.
pooping.
Does she, he's like, what are you doing?
She get in the shower with him?
Yeah. Oh, shower, yeah.
Survey says...
Somebody whistles, they hop in the shower with you.
In the shower.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, they look like a Stepford couple too, don't they? The pictures
yeah,
of them.
It looks a little
young
too,
and smiley. Yeah. Like this is
a little
weird
too
stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a cuck.
There's secrets there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're
he's
right, Nick. There can't be any friends. The only friends they could have is somebody who adopts the same philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Another couple.
Yeah.
That never
so
leaves each other's
side.
So
neither go off to work.
No, they work together.
They work at
they
home.
They have a luxury
they
vacation.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like they're travel agents of some sort. They work a luxury vacation thing. But you're right. A guy can't go have a beer or go visit a family member without her.
Maybe go off to the gym for a minute.
Yeah.
Nope.
You got to have a little time to yourself.
Yeah, we're not thinking about this. We're actually thinking about nightly stuff, what we would do, or just a couple of days of a different vacation. But these people are... You're right. They're not leaving the house without the other person.
No.
Yep.
Not even by each other's side 24 hours a day since they got married.
This
can't
guy
imagine that.
Obviously doesn't play golf.
No.
Or she does
with
too.
With her.
Yeah.
Unless they play together, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, did I tell you? You're like, yes.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was right
I was there.
All the time.
Yeah. Can you imagine your wives looking at you all the time? They would leave you if they had to look at you all the time.
Then she would just start looking at the knife sticking out of my temple. I would be stabbed.
This is why homes have several rooms. You know, you can go to one and do your thing, and she goes to the
I get
other
upset. And... I know, I've known a few guys that, you know, you want to do a guy thing. You just want to do a guy thing. And either go to a football game together. It's not even a big, long vacation. It's like one day.
Yeah,
I've known a few guys in my life that won't do that because their wife wants to do stuff with them. So they just says, can she come? No, this is just a guy thing. You know, just a guy thing. Oh, no, I don't want to go then.
Yeah,
I knew a couple guys like that. I thought, and they're not really pussy whip guys. They're just, it's just a weird vibe about them. I'm thinking, you know, dude, you can't just get one 7-8 hour time slot to spend just with the guys.
Well, or they do come and then they're just on the phone with her the whole time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you doing?
Like,
what are you doing right now?
Right.
Well, did any of those guys actually?
This is my time. This is supposed to be my time.
Did they even run it by the wife? Because I'm betting she would have said, "Yeah, I'm fine with you. Get go."
You know, well, I know.
Leave. I'm tired of you too.
No, one or two of them. I think it was the wife that still that wanted to go too because they just want to have fun. They're not. But I'm thinking, no, this isn't about that. It's about just the guys.
But the wife wouldn't have a good time.
I stopped asking the one dude. I said, we're not going to do these trips anymore. I'm not going to ask you anymore because you're not going to go anyway because it's just a guy thing.
So, I have the same thing. I do a golf trip to Myrtle Beach every year.
Perfect. I did. You know what? I did that for years, Ben. I moved to. Actually, I did it when I was in Omaha. Still living in Omaha.
My 17th one next. Yeah. This coming. Not this weekend, obviously, because I got the shows, but weekend after, I'll be down in Myrtle with my buddies, and I've the same thing. Some of them, I stopped inviting them, because I'm like, she's never going to let you go.
Man.
I've been asking you for 12 years, and I'm going to come, but they never do.
I still do that trip once in a while. It's a great one. My dad was still around. We did that with about 10 or 12 guys every year from like 1988 till almost 2000. We did it every year, and there were a couple guys in that situation. We stopped asking because they wouldn't go because they wouldn't they couldn't leave their wife for 6 days.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
That's
if
a great.
It's a
trip,
nice day. Know? My wife encourages me to go golf.
Go golf. Yeah. Get out of here.
Just to get.
Well, she wouldn't look at you.
She have a little time to herself.
Just
too.
To get me out of the house.
Then she trips with the dogs.
Yeah,
and nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to the bathroom with us. Yeah.
No, that's just terrible. Well, the other way around, like, is this guy going to baby showers or bridal showers with her? Like, stuff that women usually do on their own? Is he tagging along? Yeah. Or is she just not
Why'd you bring it? Him? Right. Yeah. Why'd you bring him? Right.
And why would he want to come? You know, that's not that. Fine. Go. Have a good time.
I get it. You're in love, but, like, that's not going to last forever.
No, that's not healthy. No.
Especially
no.
if you're just right next to each other all the time.
It's 13 years. This isn't a new thing.
13 years. Yeah, that's a
This is 13
time.
Years. Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like they have kids. No, that would have, if they had kids, that would actually probably ruin their streak because at some point they'd
have to split up.
Yeah, might have to take the kids to school.
Yeah.
If they had two kids, eventually the kids would have two different activities and like,
that ain't happen.
We can't have that. No.
You guys have to sign up for the same activities so we can stay together as a family.
Whatever they are, they're annoying as hell, these people.
There's no way they're fun to hang out with.
Maybe they're happy, right? I mean, I doubt it.
I think there's something bubbling under the surface.
There's something under there, yeah.
Yeah. It's not, nobody's that happy.
Love you, sweetie.
You can check on the email on that. I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate to this.
No, you need to interact with other human beings.
Totally. You got to at least get apart from each other long enough to vent about, about the other person.
Right. You got
no one loves everything that someone else does.
No, they got to talk about you.
Well, like you got to complain about your partner with somebody. Everybody does, right?
Like you said,
that's
Nick.
A good point. What's he doing? He can't be on the phone complaining about her. She's right. She's standing
she's
right
sitting
there.
Sitting right there.
Yeah. Catching up on
her
day.
Oh, yeah, she's a bitch.
Like,
she says hi, though.
Yeah. Want to talk to her? She's right here.
She's right here. You can talk to her about it. We're
all
joined
their conversations
at the hip.
Are in speakerphone.
Ben Bailey with us.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.